Blog Talk Radio.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירקתי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם ראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש, כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו, אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע, דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך, כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על כת וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Rev Tov, good evening, here, the Monday's podcast, Rastafari Midrash Monday, 21st sabbatical study, weekly Torah portion right here, second day of the Shavua. It's called Monday. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 23, but here, sharing the evening psalm here for the second day, Psalm 48, that was the the English, some Hebrew highlights there, as well as the fuller Hebrew here, the Roland Hark, Psalm 48, the evening psalm for the second day of the seven.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. Son of a personal cross. You have to jump on this about Zion Bond, right?
Right.
Do it.
مزمور 47 بقنف 48 በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉስ ከተማ ነው እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ ደነገጡ ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበልን አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ ኢዮንን ክበቧት በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Psalm 48
Mizmor Menhet Shir Mizmor Livne Kora
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Guide.
Shout that? Yes, I. That's the fire.
Who likes them one be defender? Long time them feet walking back.
Musical keys and Nazi gen lock. Wicked dirty arts stay back. Hey, Nazi mess and black. Fast them go round the chat. Hey, them have the eyes of the currency stock. Hey, eyes of the currency stock. Just a black. Bless us on a sound in black. Shout that. Keep them for life a lot. Shout that. Keep them to life a lot. Shout that. Praise Jah for life a lot. Yeah, yeah. Appreciate the season, but hey, 7 years of famine, 7 years of fast. Get the strength with all you got. Them feel like knowledge of the earth. They what? Hey, hey. Global ignorance and hey, and what have not? Always loving Africa. Know what? Know what? You know what? Hey, we keep dance for life, Alan. Shout that. Appreciate the season, but shout that. Appreciate life a lot. Shout that. Give thanks to Jah a lot. Oh, that's the discipline that walking out. Hey, Babylon, your system dry rock. Hey, shout that. Give thanks for life a lot. Shout that. Praise Jah for life a lot. Shout that. Praise Jah for life. Hey, hey. Highly Selassie, I jitis. Right off the bat. Winning positivity in a that. Hey, straight right for the young one shot. The poor is in the spirit of surf not. Hey, creation is no wonder what. Hey, but with bloodshed, fluency, economic jobs, manufacturing dark for love. Hey, higher education drop. No what? No not of Jah of not. Me a ask them again. Who life them want to defend that? Long time them teeth want keep that. Musical keys and a Nazi jailer. Wicked dirty ass stay back. Nazi mess and flat. Bombs them go round the chucks. Yeah, I use up the currency stock. Hey, Jah, bless us out. Hey, sound me black. Bout that. Shout that with. Shout that. Shout that with. And your system big and lock up. Hey, calling out for more than one backup. Hey, the purity of beginning now to rack up. Hey, I know not even half time to back up. Hey, vex up and push up. Never want to get locked up. Positive see how we keep stay up. Hey, give dance for life balance. Shout that. Give dance for life balance. Shout that. Appreciate the season back. Season back. Blessed is the man that walks. Yes, not. Coming on your fist in Jaira. Climate up with spice and the hat. Whether I be there or not. The rabbit and Jaira. Yes, no again. Who like
Jah, Al-Selassie in the sun. sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat.
Yes, sir. We have Ki Tisa here. Ki Tisa here for the 21st weekly Torah portion reading and feeding and Ayinai annual Rastafari sabbatical studies. And for this Sabbath Strong, this Shabbat Strong, we have Ki Tisa. Yes, sir. We have Ki Tisa. When thou takest the sun. Here we pick up with chapter 30 of the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus, chapter 30, verse 11. Vayidaber Yahuwah el Moshe lemor. And Adonai spoke to Moses, saying, Ki Tisa et Rosh b'nei Yisrael. Lifkudehem. With Natanu Ish Kofer Nafsho La Yehovah Bifkod Otam with Lo Yehye Bahem Negev Bifkod Otam. When thou takest the sum, Ki Tisa, when thou takest the sum, the census count, sum, Ki Tisa, when thou liftest up the sum, the head, et Rosh, Ki Tisa et Rosh, Bnei Israel, Lifa Kudehem. When thou takest the sum, liftest up the heads of the children of Israel, takest the sum of the children of Israel, Lifa Kudehem, according to their number, Win Natanu Isha, Kofer Nafsho La Yahuwah, then shall they give every man, Ish, with Natanu, Ish, Kofer Nasho Laihoa. Then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul to Adonai, to Jehovah. Bifkod, Otam. When thou numberest them, that there be no plague, Willo Yehye, among them, Bahem, Negef, when thou numberest them. Bifkod Otam. Hebrew first words here for this 21st sabbatical study. This is Shabbat Strong. Ki Tisa.
Israel don't have it already. Man a time to see you get ready, cause everybody don't know Jaja already.
Africa,
we're coming to take it.
Here I come.
Ethiopia land is best of us. Repatriate and make we take it all. Enough land for you and I, man. Work hard and make we do be seen and yard.
Africa, boy,
we're coming to take you.
Here I come.
Oh.
Africa, boy, here I come.
See your people coming.
When we go there, we now run. Judge and know that we are fit. When we go there, we now run.
Africa have some real nice people. When you reach there, I know you will see it. Enough land for you and I, man. Work hard and make we do be seen and done.
Africa, boy,
we now run left with.
Here I come.
Boy.
Africa, boy, here I come.
Here is how we gonna take it. Big attracts up to North Africa. Then we move down to South Africa. Make a move over West Africa. And then we end up in Ethiopia, man.
Africa, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Study this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong
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 Shabbat strong to Jamaica,
went overboard. I lied, and some of them survived because giants with iron. So Jack can do it, chant out the words of Babylon. Jack can do it, chant out the words of Babylon. Jack can do it, Jack can do it. Jack can break it down to the
Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Mizmor Le David.
The Lord is my shepherd, shepherd.
Adonai Roi, Roi, Roi.
I shall not want, not want, not.
Lo Ehsar, Lo Ehsar, Lo Ehsar.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, green pastures, green pastures.
Bin ot deshe yarbitzeni, 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 yarbitzeni.
He leadeth me beside the still waters,
the still waters, the still waters, the still waters.
Al me menuchot yenahaleni, 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 yenahaleni.
He restoreth my soul, my soul, my soul. My soul.
Nafshi yeshovev, 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 yeshovev.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness.
Yanheni v'ma'agele tzedek, tzedek, tzedek.
For his name's sake, for his name's sake, for his name's sake, for his name's sake.
Lema'an shimo, 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 shimo.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
Now the sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. When the wicked come upon us to eat our flesh, they stumble and fall. Conquering lion, the ruler of them all. Now God itself, come deal with them, kiss me, boy.
Rastafari, and I, and I, and I, never says die. Jah, run music.
Oh Lord, hear my cry. Oh Jah, hear my cry. Whoa, yeah, 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 yeah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I and I will fear no evil. No, no, no. Behold, the lioness comes. Behold, the lioness comes. Our Father was in Zion.
and I no go with the yo. I tell no get rid of all of this wine and this soul. I tell no, who know I hear me, me friend. Conquering lion, real out to do them. Because one of them come, them couldn't live it up. Two of them come, them couldn't live it up. Three of them come, them couldn't live it up. No way. Some of the lion come, we must it up. We get to Atano, and I know go with the yo. Atano get rid of all of the swine and the soul. Atano, who know I hear me, me friend. Atano the lion, real out to do them.
As I said before, I'm gonna say it again. Jah is my father, he's my best friend. He's my shepherd, I shall not.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear, 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 for the Rishon Aliyah, hear for the first reading, the first up offering, the first Aliyah, the first ascension offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Ki Tisa. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus, Exodus chapter 30, here at verse 11, for the 21st Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong, this Shabbat Seder, here, 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 Shema Yisrael. Beshem Ha'ab Wehabein Weruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Ab, the Father, and the name of the Bain, the Son, and the name of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, Yahuwah, He who be, who He be, the One. Who may worship? Who may worship? First item, the redeemed. Compare and contrast Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2, and Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 to 21. Who may worship? Who may worship? First item, the redeemed. Shema Yisrael here from the Sefer Shemot here for Shemot Ki Tisa.
וידברי יהוה אל משה לאמור, כי תישא את ראש בני ישראל לפקודיהם, ונתנו איש כופר נפשו ליהוה ביפקוד אותם, ולא יהיה והמה נגף ביפקוד אותם. And Yahuwah and Jehovah spake to Moshe, saying, When thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. When thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them, when thou numberest them. Vaydaber Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, and Yahuwah and Jehovah spoke el Moshe to Moses leimor, saying, Ki tisa, when thou takest, ki tisa, when thou liftest up, ki tisa et rosh, when thou takest the sum, when thou liftest up the head, ki tisa et rosh b'nei Yisrael, when thou liftest up the rosh, the head of the sons of Yisrael, ki tisa et rosh b'nei Yisrael, lifakudehem, according to their number, lifakudehem, according to their number, v'natnu ish kofer nafsho, then shall they give, v'natnu ish, then shall they give every man ish, v'natnu ish, and every ish shall give kofer nafsho, kofer a ransom, kofer nafsho, a ransom for his soul, for his psyche, la Yahuwah to Jehovah. V'natnu ish kofer nafsho la Yahuwah b'fukod otam, when thou the eye numberest them, be fukod otam, when thou numberest them, ulo yihye vahem negefa, be fukod otam, that there be no negef, ulo yihye vahem negef, that there be not amongst them negef, a plague, be fukod otam, when thou numberest, when thou numberest them. This they shall give, everyone that passeth among them, that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs, and half shekel is a half shekel, the offering of Yahuwah, the offering of Jehovah. Ze yitnu kol ha-over ala ha-pokudim pachitzita ha-shekel b-shekel ha-kodesh asrim gerah ha-shekel Matzita hashekel teruma laYahuwah. This they shall give. Ze yitnu. Ze this yitnu. They shall give. Kol haover. Haover. Everyone that passeth. Kol haover. Allah ha-pikudim, among them that are numbered. Machitzita ha-shekel half a shekel, machitzit ha-shekel, half a shekel, b'shekel l'ha-kodesh, after the shekel of the kodesh, the shekel of ha-kodesh, of the holy place, after the shekel, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, b'shekel ha-kodesh, asrim gera ha-shekel. The shekel is 20 geras. Asrim gera ha-shekel. Machitzit ha-shekel. Half a shekel. Machitzit ha-shekel. Half a shekel. Teruma la-Yahuwah. A teruma. An offering. La-Yahuwah to Jehovah. Everyone that passeth among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give a offering, shall give a teruma, shall give an offering, et teruma, Yahuwah, to Jehovah. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. When give an offering, a teruma la-Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to make an atonement for your souls, for your psyches. And thou shalt take the atonement money of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Yisrael, and shalt appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, of the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, that it may be a memorial to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael, Lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, to make an atonement, Ala Nafa Shotekem, for your souls, for your psyches. Who may worship? Second item, the cleansed. Compare and contrast Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 22, John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 3 to 10, and 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Exodus, chapter 30, hear, verse 17. Vaydaberi Yehovah el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spake, and Jehovah spoke. Vaydaber Yehovah el Moshe leimor, to Moses, saying, thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash with. And thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, and HaMizbeach, and the Mizbeach, and the altar. And thou shalt put water therein, for Aharon Ubanayu and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat, when they go into the Ohel Moed, into the tabernacle of the congregation, tent of meeting. They shall wash with water, that they die not. Or when they come near to HaMizbeach, to the altar, the Mizbeach, to minister, to burn offering made by fire, Le'Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Ishei la-Yahuwah. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not. And it shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generations. Who may worship, who may worship? Third item, the anointed, the Moshiach, the Messiah, the christened, the anointed. Compare and contrast the gospel according to Johannes, Yohanan, John's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 23, Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 18, as well as Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 and verse 19. Hear, hear, hear. Exodus chapter 30, here at verse 22. Waidaberi Yahuwah il Moshe leimor. Moreover, Yahuwah Jehovah spoke to Moses leimor, saying, take thou also to thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much even, 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, and of cassia, 500 after the shekel of the sanctuary of HaKodesh, and of olive oil and hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy, a set-apart anointing oil. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting therewith, and Aaron Ha'edut, and the ark of the testimony, and the Shulchan, and the table, and all his vessels, and HaMenorah, and the lampstand, and his vessels, and the altar, the Mizbeach, of the Ketoret of the Aishins, the altar of incense, and the Mizbeach, the altar of the Ola, the burnt offering, with all his vessels, and the Kior, the laver in his foot. And thou shalt sanctify them that they may be most holy. Whatsoever toucheth them shall be holy, shall be set apart. And thou shalt anoint Aharon u'banayu, Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that may minister to I in the priest office. U'mashachta bo eta ohel mo'eda ve'et Aharon ha'edut. And thou shalt anoint, O Mashachta, bow, therewith, with it, in it, O Mashachta, bow, eta ohela moeda. And thou shalt anoint therewith the tent of meeting. O Mashachta, bow, et ohel moeda. With Aaron ha'edut, and the ark of the testimony, with ha shulchan, and the table, with kol kalayu, and all the vessels thereof, with ha menorah, and the lampstand, with kaleha, and the vessels and all her vessels, ve'eta mizabach ha'ketoret, and the altar of ha'ketoret of the ancients, mizabach ha'ketoret, ve'eta mizabach ha'ola, and the altar of burnt offering, ve'eta mizbach ha'ola, ve'eta kola kelayo, with all the vessels thereof, ve'eta ha'kior, and the kior, the laver, ve'eta ha'kior, ve'eta kano, and the base thereof, ve'eta kano, ve'kidashta otam, and thou, the eye, shalt sanctify, set them apart. V'kidashta otam, v'hayu kodesh, kodashim, that they may be most holy, that they may be holy of holy. V'hayu kodesh kodashim kola ha nogea bahem yikdash. Whatsoever toucheth them shall be set apart, shall be holy. Kola ha nogea bahem yikdash. And thou shalt anoint Aharon and his sons. Ve'eta Aharon, ve'eta banayo, timshach. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons. Ve'eta Aharon, ve'eta banayo, timshach. Ve'kidashta otam, that, and sanctify them, and sanctify them, and set them apart. V'kidashta otam le'kahen li, that they may minister to I in the priest's office, that they may minister to me. Le'kahen, le'kahen li, that they may priest to I. And thou shalt speak to the children of Yisrael, to the children of Israel. Ve'eta b'nei Yisrael tidaber, saying, Lemor, this shall be an holy anointing oil to me, to I, throughout your generations. Shemen mishachata kodesha yihyeh zeli. Le dorotekem, this shall be a holy, a set apart anointing, messiahing oil. Shemen mishachat kodesh, shemen mishachat kodesh yihyeh zeh li, le dorotekem, throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye y'all make any other like it, after the composition of it, it holy, set apart. It shall be holy to you, set apart to you. Allah, Bisar Adam, lo yisak. Ubir mata kunto lo taisu ka mohu kodeshu kodesh yihye lakem. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured. Al bisar Adam, upon Adam's flesh, al bisar Adam, upon Adam's flesh, upon the flesh of Adam, shall it not be poured. Allah besar Adam, lo yisak. Neither shall ye y'all make any like it. Uva mata kunto, ube mata kunto, lo ta'isu, ka mohu. According to the composition thereof, y'all shall not make any like it, neither shall y'all make any like it according to the composition thereof. O be mate kutno, o be mate kunto. Uva matakunto lo ta'isu ka mohu kodeshu. It is holy. Kodesh, set apart. Who? He is set apart. Kodesh, who? It is holy. Holy he is. Holy it is. Kodesh yihyeh lakem. and it shall be Kodesh to you all, to y'all. Kodesh Yihyeh Lakem. Whosoever compoundeth any, like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger shall even be cut off from his people. Ish asher yirkach kamohu wa asher yiteina mimenu alzara we nikrat me amayo. Whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger, he shall be cut off from his people. Ish asher yirkach kamohu wa asher yiteina mimenu al zar we nikrata me amayo. Worship, worthship, the incense, the aishants, type of prayer and praise. It is for Ha-Adon. It is for Adonai, Adonai. Verse 37, spiritual, not sensuous. Verse 38, here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 30, here at verse 34. Worship, the aishants, type of prayer and praise. It is for Adonai. It is eretical, spiritual, not sensuous. Vayomeri Yehovah el Moshe, kach leka, samim natafa ua shecheleta vechelibna samim. Ua levana zaka bada bivada yihyeh. And Jehovah said to Moshe, take to the eye sweet spices, stacta and anika and galbanum, these sweet spices with pure frankincense. Of each shall there be a like. Vayomeri Yehovah, and Jehovah said, Il Moshe to Moses, Kach Lika, take to the eye, Kach Lika, Samima Nataf, sweet spices, Samim Nataf, sweet spices, O Shechelet, stacta, we Chelabana and Anika we Chelabana Samim and Anika Onika Galbanam Ula Vona Ulevona sweet spices with pure frankincense. Pure frankincense, zaka, vada, vivada, of each shall there be a like. Zaka, vada, vivada, yihyeh, like. And thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure, holy, set apart. We asita otaha kitoreta rokach ma ise rokeach mi mulach tahor kodesh. And thou shalt make of it aishants, and thou shalt make of it incense, aishants. We asita otaha kitoret, and thou shalt make of it kitoret, ancient incense. We asita otaha Kitaret, and thou shalt make of it of her Kitaret, Aishant, Rokach, Rokach, Maesei, Rokeach, a perfume after the art of the perfume, Miyamulach, Ahor Kodesh, seasoned with salt, me mulach, tahor, pure, kodesh, holy, tahor, pure, kodesh, holy. And thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation in the tent of meeting, the ohel moed, where I will meet with thee. It shall be to you most holy. Wishachakta mimena ha deka. Wishachakta mimena lifne ha edut. Be'ohel moed asher iyawa'eda leka shama kodesh kodashim tihyeh lakem. And thou, the eye, shall beat some of it very small. Wishachakta mimena ha'deik, and put of it before the testimony in the tent of meeting. We natata mimena lifne ha'edut bi ohel moed, in the tent of meeting where I will meet with the eye. Asher iwaeda leka shama. Asher iwaeda leka shama, where I will meet with the eye. Man. Veya, Shama, Kodesh Kodashim, Holy of Holies, Most Holy, Kodesh Kodashim, Tihyeh, she shall be Lakem, to y'all, to you all, Kodesh Kodashim, Tihyeh Lakem. And as for the perfume, the aishants, that thou shalt make, ye all shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be to thee holy, set apart, la Yahuwah, for Jehovah. We ha-ketoret, and the ketoret, and ha-ketoret, and the aishans, the incense, we ha-ketoret, asher ta'isse, bi mata kunataha lo ta'isu lakem, kodesh tihyeh leka la Yahuwah. And the aishans, we ha-ketoret, that thou shalt make, Asher ta'ise bi matakun taha, according to the composition thereof, according to her composition, bi matakun taha lo ta'isu, thereof y'all shall not make, not for y'all to make, lo ta'isu lakem, for yourselves. Kodesh tihyeh, set apart she is. Kodesh tihyeh leka, to the eye, male. Kodesh tihyeh leka, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Whosoever shall make like to that, to smell thereto, shall even be cut off from his people. Ish asher ya'isse ka moha li ha riach Baha Nikrat Me Amayo. Whosoever ish man asher that which ya isse that makes it ish asher ya isse kamoha. Whosoever man ish that makes like to ha kamoha ish asher ya isse kamoha leha riach. To smell thereat, lihariach, to smell baha, to smell thereat, lihariach, baha, to smell ha, we nikrat me amayo, shall be cut off, me amayo, from amayo, his people. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, picking up with the Rishon Aliyah here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, chapter 31. Hamishkan, the tabernacle, the 19th item, the workmen. Vayomeri Yehovah el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spoke, Vayomer Yehovah el Moshe leimor, to Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezaliel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah.
Them and those who walk it in the road of righteousness and speak at the truth within their hearts shall enter in the whole of the whole of tabernacle of church. Yeah, yeah, bo-bo. Yeah, tell me who just shall abide in thy tabernacle. Oh, tell it to me. Tell me who just shall abide. It's only them that willing to do the work of Jah shall go to Mount Zion and live. Only them that know the name of His Majesty and accept it to all shall live. It's only them who care for the people and love the people and love the world. It's only them shall enter in the tabernacle full of Mount Zion. That's why I ask in John for the things that we need, the things that we need, the things that we need in life, the things that we need in life to make our mind feel comfortable. Tell me who just shall abide in thy tabernacle. Only them who love Him. Tell me who just shall abide in thy tabernacle. Tell it to me. I have something for the whole wide world to listen to now. Oh, yeah, help me, I'm willing for your help. I want you help, job. I need a little thing. Food, clothes, and shelter, and health and strength. Love and liberty, and love and liberty. All over the land. For the people. Just people, bo 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 bo, tell me who just.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat
strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Clean hands, Niki Kapayim, Ubal the Bob. Here, here, boy, right up. Ah, here, here, here. Malka Makeda, Queen Makeda, clean hands, based on Psalm 24 and the tabernacle, who may enter in. Clean hands, pure heart.
shana ve'al harot yichonenek ha niyale behar behar ya hey neki kapayim uvar levav neki kapayim
Levav, Miki Kapai, Mubar Lebab, Clean Hands, Pure Heart, Psalm 24 there, give thanks, Queen Makeda, Razir, Clean Hands, Clean Hands. So that was the first part here, the second day of the Shabuah. We have the first and second Alio. First part right there, we're now in chapter 31 right here. This is the B part of the first reading, the first Alio right here. And the A part was about who, me in the Hebrew, me, you know, me who, like who, right? Who may worship the redeemed? Who may worship the cleansed? Who may worship? Three questions here, as you pick up with this 21st sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong. Ki Tisa, when thou takest the sum, when you lift up the head of the Bnei Yisrael, take the sum, the roll call. Who may worship? Qualifications, chapter 30, verse 11, the great worship chapter here with the altar of Aishans and the anointing. First thing, the redeemed. Second, verse 17, the cleansed. Verse 22, the anointed. Verse 34, worship. The Aishans, a type of prayer and praise. The incense is what? The Aishans is what? It's a type of prayer and praise, and it is for Yahweh. It is for Jehovah. It's for Ha'adam. It's for he who be, who he be. It's for the master, the boss. It's for the Lord, if you please. Verse 37 brings it out. It's spiritual, not sensual. Verse 38, and here. Picking up with the B part of the first, the Rishon Aliyah, first reading here, chapter 31, the tabernacle, 19th item coming forth, the workmen. Then in verse 12, the Shabbat, HaShabbat, is a sign. It's a ot, a sign between Yahuwah, Jehovah and Israel.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
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 Shabbat
strong. And hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 31. The tabernacle, HaMishkan, the 19th item, the workmen. Here, picking up with the second book of Moses, Hebrew book, here from the Sefer Shemot for Shabbat Ki Tisa, the tabernacle, 19th item, the workmen. Vayidaberi Yehovah el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spake to Moses. Vayidaber Yahweh el Moshe, and Yahweh Jehovah spoke to Moses, leimor, saying, see, I have called by name Bezaliel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, of the tribe of Yehuda. Re'ei, Ka'ati, V'shem, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur le'matei Yehuda. See, Re'ei, 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 see, Ka'ati, I have called V'shem by name, V'shem, Bezalel, Bezalel, Bezaliel, Bezalel, Ben Uri, son of Uri, Ben Uri, Ben Hur, son of Hur, Le Mate Yehuda, of the tribe, Le Mate Yehuda, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the spirit of Elohim, in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Why malei oto ruach Elohim bechakma uva vitovua uva da'ata uva kola malaka. Malakah, and I have filled him. Wa emalei oto. Wa emalei, and I filling oto, filling him. Wa emalei oto. Wa emalei oto ruach Elohim. I filled him with the ruach, the spirit, the irit of Elohim, the true good, the true God. Bechakma, in wisdom, in chokmah, chakmah, bechakmah, uavitavuah, ubitabuah, and in understanding, tabuah, ubitabuah, and in tabuah, and in understanding, standing, in the standing, overstanding, uvitavuah, uva daat, and in da'at, u bida'at, u v'kola me'laka, and in all manner, u b'kol me'laka, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to walk in gold and in silver and in brass and in cutting of stones to set and in carving of timber to walk, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given with him Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put chokmah, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee. The tabernacle of the congregation, the ohel moed, tent of meeting, and the ark of the
testimony, the Aron HaEdut, and the mercy seat, the Kaporet, that thereupon and all the furniture of the tabernacle and the table and his furniture and the pure lampstand with all his half furniture and the altar of incense of Aishens and the altar of burnt offering of ascension offering with all his furniture and the laver and his foot and his base and all the cloths of service and the holy garments to set apart vestments for Aharon, HaKohen, the priest, and the garments of Benaiah of his sons to minister in the priest's office, and the anointing oil, the Messiah oil, and sweet incense for the holy HaKodesh, to set apart the holy according to all that I have commanded thee, I shall they do. The Shabbat, a sign between Yahuwah, between Jehovah and Israel and Israel. Here, verse 12. And Yahuwah, Jehovah spoke to Moshe, saying, Vayomeri Yahuwah el Moshe leimor. Speak thou also to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children of Israel, saying, verily, my Sabbaths ye, y'all shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you, between I and the I throughout your generations, that ye may know that I be he who be who he be that doth sanctify you. Ve'ata daveril b'nei Yisrael le'mor ak etta shabtotaya tishamoru kia otahi b'ni ua beya nekema lidorotekema la da'ata ki ani Yehovah me kadishakem. Speak thou, the I, speak wi'ata daver, wata daver, speak the I, wi'ata daver il b'nei Yisrael, to the b'nei, to the Israelites, to the sons of Yisrael, to the b'nei Yisrael, le'mor, saying, ak, verily, for show, ak, et Ta shabtotai tishmoru, ye y'all shall keep my Sabbaths. Ak eta shabtotai tishmoru, ki otahi, for it, for she is a sign, ki otahi. For she is a sign, ki otahi, b'ni ua v'nechem ledorotekem. It is a sign between I and the I, them, between the I and the I. B'ni u b'nechem, and the I them lidorotechem, throughout the I them generations, la da'at, to know, that y'all may know, to know, la da'at, la da'at, ki ani, for I, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, ki ani, Yahuwah, mik adish shekem, who sanctify you all. I be he who be who he be. Mik adish shekem, who sanctify y'all all. Ye y'all shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it wholly set apart to you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any walk work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. That soul shall be cut off from among shall be cut off from among her people. That psyche will be cut off from among her people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh, the Shabbat of rest, wholly set apart to Jehovah. Whosoever doeth work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Beni uvein bnei Yisrael oti le'olam ki sheshta yamim asah Yahuwah et ha-shemayim ve-et ha-aretz uva vayom ha-shevi'i shavat vayinafash. It is a sign between I and the sons of Yisrael. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael ot hi, she is a sign. Ot he, Beni uvein b'nei Yisrael, ot he le'olam. For she is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael le'olam. For I v'le'olam. Ki yeshesheta yamim asah Yahuwah. For in 6 days, ki yeshesheta yamim, he who be who he be made, asah Yahuwah, Jehovah made, et ha-shamayim, the heavens, ve-et ha-aretz, and the earth and the earthly plain, uvayom ha-shevi'i, and on the seventh day, uvayom ha-shevi'i, Shavata Wayayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat Wayinafash. And rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat Wayinafash.
Yes, Chavarim, Talmudim, those who have picked up and paid attention, that's what we say from the Siddur and the Seder, what we say in the Kabbalah Shabbat, and for the Sabbath time, that's where the quote, that's where that verse, that's why that might be familiar to some of the item. It's what's often referred to as the Veshamru. Veshamru or Wishamru. And they shall keep with, Afro-Shemitic pointing with Shamru, more of the other pointing of it, Veshamru. Ve and Shamru. And they shall keep. Here, a little sample of this. It's come from the 21st sabbatical study. Ki Tisa, lift up. Ki Tisa, et Rosh, lift up the head.
You know, here on the Eitz HaChaim, a little sample of this right here. This is where it come from, particular verses, Exodus 31, verses 16 to 17, what's known as the Wishamru Veshamru, here on the Eitz HaChaim, Tree of Life. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Beni u vein bnei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahuwah את השמיים ואת הארץ. וביום השביעי שבת וינפש. It is a sign between I and the sons of Israel. Beini uvein bnei Yisrael, ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, he. Beini uvein bnei Yisrael, ot he, le'olam, 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 le'olam. For she, it is, she is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael, le'olam. For I have an olam, ki yashasheta yamim asah Yahuwah. For in 6 days, ki yashasheta yamim, he who be, who he be made asah Yahuwah, Jehovah made et hashamayim, the heavens. Et haaretz and the earth and the earthly plain. Uvayom haShviyi, and on the seventh day. Uvayom haShviyi, Shavata vayayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat vayinafash. Vayinafash, and rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat vayinafash.
Shavua Tov, a good seven, good strong. Sabbatically speaking, yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Give thanks. Give thanks.
Yes, 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 yes. The right there.
Give thanks.
Yes, Isaiah from the first Aliyah for the first day here. We're the second day, so here Aliyah a day, but because we pick up here on the first, you know, the first day of the Western Gentile week, which is the second day of the year. I mean, second day of the week, we usually have the first two Aliyot. So here we went through a little more detail because of some of the differences in the translation. You know, the Aishens is she, and Sabbath is also that sign that's called she is a sign. Just to bring out those eras, the menorah as well, right there. But here, just picking up with the fuller foe right here, Shabuah Tov here, we're in New Shabuahs. Sabbath strong here. Second
sabbatical
day reading
study
here.
This Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
And here, Shema Yisrael. Here for the Sheni Aliyah. Here for this Shabbat Ki Tisa. Sabbath when thou liftest up. Shabbat Ki Tisa. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 31. Here at verse 18. For the Sheni Aliyah. Here for this Shabbat Ki Tisa. Vayitena et Moshe. Kaloto le davera ito a behar sinaya shneya lchota ha eduta lchota even k tovim be etzba Elohim. And he gave to Moses, to Moshe, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables, tablets of testimony, tablets of stone, written with the finger of Elohim, written with the finger of the true good, the true God. Vayiten et Moshe kalto le daver ito. And he gave to Moses, Vayiten et Moshe. And he gave to Moses, Vayiten et Moshe, kaloto le daver ito. When he had made an end of speaking with him, kaloto le daver ito. De Har Sinai, upon Har Sinai, upon Mount Sinai. Shne l'chota ha edut. The two tables, tablets of the testimony. Shne l'chot ha edut. L'chota even, tables, tablets of stone. L'chot even. Ketuvim be etzba Elohim, written. Ketuvim written be etzba with the finger be etzba Elohim, written with the etzba Elohim, the finger of Elohim, the finger of the true good. Finger of the true God. Here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevil Yisrael, here. Exodus chapter 32, parenthetical, the broken law. And when Ha'am, the people, saw that Moses delayed to come down out of Hahara, out of the mount, Ha'am, the people, gathered themselves together to Aharon and said to him, up, make us gods, Elohim, that shall go before us. For as for this Moshe, the man that brought us up out of the land of Mitzrayim, we wot not what has become of him. We don't know what has become of him. And Aaron said to them, break off the golden earrings, which in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring to me, to I. And all the people break off the golden earrings, which in their ears, and brought to Aharon. And he received at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Mitzrayim. And when Aharon saw, he built an altar before it, and Aharon made proclamation and said, tomorrow a feast to Jehovah. And they rose up early on the morning and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. The condemnation of Yahuwah of Jehovah, verse 7. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, go, get thee down, for Amikah, the I people that thou broughtest out of the land of Mitzrayim, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereto, and said, these thy Elohim, O Yisrael, that have brought thee up out of the land of Mitzrayim. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, I have seen this people, and behold, it, stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, leave me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. And I will make of thee, a great nation. The advocacy of Moshe. Compare, contrast 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Here, Exodus chapter 32, verse 11. And Moshe besought Yahuwah Elohayo, Jehovah his Elohim, and said, Yahuwah Jehovah, why doth thy wrath wax hot against Amikah, the I people, that thou hast brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against Amikah, against the I people. Remember Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest to them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of Shemaim, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give to your seed, and they shall inherit forever. And Yahuwah Jehovah repented of the evil that he thought to do to Amor, his people. Disciplinary judgment, verse 15. And Moshe turned and went down from Hahar, from the mount, and the two tables, tablets of the testimony in his hand, the tables, the tablets, written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other, they written. And the tables, the tablets, the work of Elohim, the true good, the true God, graven upon the tables, upon the tablets. And when Yehoshua Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted. He said to Moshe, a noise of war in the camp. And he said, not the voice of shout for mastery, neither the voice of cry for being overcome, the noise of singing do I hear. And it came to pass as soon as he came nigh to the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moshe's anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables, the tablets out of his hands and break them beneath Hahar, beneath the mount. And he took the calf that they had made and burnt in the fire and ground to powder and strawed upon the water and made the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, drink. And Moshe said to Aharon, to Aaron, what did this people to thee, that thou hast brought so great a sin, an uckery upon them. And Aaron said, make not the anger of Adoni, my Lord, wax hot. Thou knowest, thou knowest the people, that they on mischief, for they said to me, make us gods, make us Elohim. Make us gods, make us Elohim, make us Elohim, make us Elohim, make us that shall go before us. For this Moshe, this Moses, the man that brought I and I up out of the land of Mitzrayim, we wot not what has become of him. We don't know what has become of him. And I said to them, whosoever hath any gold, let them make them break off. So they gave me. Then I cast it into the fire. There came out this calf. And when Moshe saw that the people naked, for Aharon, for Aaron had made them naked, to shame among their enemies. Then Moshe stood in the gate of the camp and said, who on Yahuwah, on Jehovah's side, to I and all the sons of Lewi, of Levi, gather themselves together to him. And he said to them, thus saith Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, Jehovah the Elohim of Yisrael, put every man his sword by his side. Go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the Bnei Lewi, the children of Levi, did according to the word of Moshe, according to the word of Moses, and there fell of Ha'am, of the people, that day about 3,000 men. The missed bracha, the missed blessing, verse 29. For Moshe had said, consecrate yourselves today to Jehovah, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a bracha, a blessing, this day, the confession, the intercession of Moshe, of Moses, verse 30. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moshe said to Ha'am, to the people, ye y'all have sinned a great sin, y'all have ucked up a great uck. And now I will go up, I will aliyah up to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Peradventure, perhaps, I shall make an atonement for your sin, for your uckery. And Moshe returned to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and said, oh, This people have sinned a great sin, have ucked up a great uck, and have made them gods, Elohim of gold. Yet now, if I wilt forgive their sin, their uckery, and if not, blot I out of thy book that thou hast written. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, to Moses, whosoever hath sinned, have ucked up against me, against I, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people to that I have spoken to thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. I will visit their uckery upon them. And Yahuwah Jehovah plagued Ha'am because they made the calf that Aharon made. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Exodus chapter 33. The journey, the tribe to be resumed. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, depart, go up hence, thou and Ha'am and the people that thou hast brought up out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, to the land that I swear to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, saying, to thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when Ha'am, when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned. And no man did put on him his ornaments. For Yahuwah Jehovah had said to Moshe, say to the Bnei Yisrael, say to the children of Israel, ye, y'all, a stiff-necked people, I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do to thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb, the tent of meeting, outside the camp, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting outside the camp, verse 7. And Moshe took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, the tent of meeting. And it came to pass, everyone that sought Yahuwah, that sought Jehovah, went out to the tabernacle of the congregation, to the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, that without the camp. And it came to pass when Moshe went out to the tabernacle, all the people rose up and stood every man his tent door and looked after Moshe until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moshe entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood the door of the tabernacle and talked with Moshe And all the people, all the Ha'am, saw the cloudy pillar stand, the tabernacle door. And all Ha'am, all the people rose up and worshipped and worshipped every man his tent door. And Yahuwah and Jehovah spake to Moshe face to face as a man speaketh to his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant, Yehoshua, Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Wadiberi Yehoshua el Moshe, panim el panim, ka'asha yidaber ish el re'ayhu. Shavaila machine Ua me Sharto Yehoshua Bin Nun Naar Lo Yamish Mitoka Ha Ohel. And Yahuwah Jehovah spoke with Diberi Hoel Moshe to Moses, Panim El Panim, face to face, panim il panim, ka'asher yidaber ish el re'ayhu, as a man speaketh to his friend, ka'asher yidaber ish el re'ayhu, v'shava el ha'machne, el ha'machne, and he would return into the camp, v'shav il ha-machin, but his minister, u-mi-sharto Yehoshua, bin Nun, but his minister, u-mi-sharto, his misharto, misharto Yehoshua, Joshua, bin Nun, son of Nun, Na'ar, a young man, Na'ar, lo yamish mitok ha-ohel, departed not out of ha-ohel,
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I looked what the Emperor of Ethiopia saw more of Canada than many Canadians see who have lived here a lifetime. He met our people and they took him to their hearts. He traveled our vast railway system and flew aboard our planes. At Expo 67, he bore gracefully the efforts of the crowds who wanted to get closer to him. What was he really like, this last remaining emperor in the world? This tiny, bearded man who pricked the conscience of the world before the League of Nations in 1936. Despite his diminutive size, I had the feeling I was talking with a giant among men. His eyes twinkle, but they pierce at the same time. You get the feeling that he knows what you're thinking before you speak. He continually pats the little dog, always at his side, and you feel he must be kind. You feel that your presence must be an interruption and an imposition, but he shows only interest and goodwill. As I prepared to leave after what was, I found out later, the first personal radio interview he ever granted, he stood up and prepared to shake hands before I had a chance to get to my feet. What was he like? I'd say he was regal.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this,
who don't know this.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. To the lion. To the lion. To the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself. 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 Himself.
Yes, yes, yes. So raise the ears, the first two aliyot here for this 21st sabbatical study. When you take, when you lift up. Interesting, interesting, because we get the instructions for the construction of the structure known as the tabernacle. Moshe, kind of a split screen, Moshe up in the mount. And then in chapter 32, right, we get to see the people down below, you know, and the whole molten calf incident, and when it was taken outside the camp, you know, the holy place taken outside the camp. Also, we get an introduction of Hoshea, a.k.a. Yehoshua, as well, Binun. And also what's kind of a key is that last part, the last three verses, the last three verses in Exodus chapter, well, not lastly, the last three from the Aliyah, in Exodus chapter 33, verses 9 to 11. Verses 9 to 11 are very, very key. And it came to pass as Moshe entered into the tabernacle. Remember, we began off with chapter 30, the great worship chapter, around about verse 11, you know, where it describes where he would meet. You know, actually, Iwa Ed is not so much meet where he would meet with the people. Iwa Ed. That is actually where he would testify, Iwa'ed. For ones and ones looking into this for themselves, Exodus chapter 30 at verse 36, and thou shalt beat, right, of it very small. That means that, you know, the eishens, like grind it down small and put of it before the testimony. Testimony is referring to the ark, the Aaron, the ark, right? The ark of the covenant in the tabernacle of the congregation. Remember where the eishens would be offered was in the Holy of Holies between the two Kephraim, the Kirubim, and above the mercy seat. And he says there he would speak. But here in Exodus chapter 30, 36, it says where I will meet Iwa'ed, where I would testify. Right, Iwa'ed, you know, with thee, it shall be to you most holy. So it's concerning the eishens, right, there in chapter 30, the great worship chapter concerning the golden altar inside the Holy of Holies in the tent, the altar of eishens, and the qualifications of who may worship. Firstly, first qualification, the redeemed. Why it says even in the psalm, may the redeemed of Yahweh, of Jehovah, say so, right? Who may worship, right? The cleansed, right? Who may worship? And here's the key, the anointed, the christened in the New Testament sense, but the anointed, right? And then defining the eishens to be for prayer and praise, you know? You know, may my prayers, you know, how's that go again? You remember that? From Psalm 141 and verse 1 right there, where David now brings out this tabernacle type. This is why understanding the tabernacle is very, very important, so one can see those layers that are brought out by certain key words and key phrases, like right here, here, here. Is another area as
let
well.
My prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Say what? Say what? As what? My prayers.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Dawit understood this principle, and that he incorporates this principle and pattern of the tabernacle, even in the psalms, even in the praise and worship. So the eishens, the connection there is prayer and praise, the eishens. And the eishens was in the Holy of Holies. And then we get these instructions in chapter 30, right, which are very specific, in other words, of the eishens, you know, of the anointing oil, the Mashiach oil. You would not make any like it. You just don't put it on any and everybody. Don't make it just you know, for common use. And also with the aishens, you know. So we talk about the aishens being holy, and then saying, "Well, everybody go, everybody do it." You know, you see the cognitive dissonance right there. But now after the people, remember the people, we get to see and get to hear these things that Moshe was being instructed in. But the people were just down below at the foot of the mountain, just waiting, time to mind them. You know, someone to get bummy because, you know, they figured they knew what worship was, you know, coming out of the Tawi, coming out of Egypt. And they thought, well, we can do it that way. This is one reason why Adab and Abihu, they also got bun, you know, because when they went in to offer Aishans, no particular instruction concerning the Aishans in that usage was given to them. And scripture said they burned strange, you know, Aishans. But then we get the fulfillment right here in the second Aliyah in chapter 33 at verse 9. And it came to pass. Now, this is when Moses, he picked up basically the tabernacle and took it outside the camp. You know, because he said, this is holy and y'all are acting in ratchet. This is set apart and y'all doing that common stuff that everybody else that you're already used to, that they were doing back in Canada and everything, and not really paying any instruction or waiting. The people didn't even wait for the instructions. They said, all that Yahuwah has said, we will do and we will be obedient. But we can see that after time, it's just time will tell. Well, that time, right, you know, told on them and they did the molten calf, falsely called a golden calf. But now after Moses took, you know, took it outside, right? And then it says, and it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And it says, Yahuwah talked with him. So this communication, this communion. And it goes on in verse 11, says that Yahuwah spake to Moshe face to face, as a man speaketh to his friend. Now, of course, elsewhere it says no man see him face to face. So we have to, is this a contradiction here? Or don't you have enough information to give the right answer right here? So we're going to pick up on that as well. But just a little summary right here, you know, the daily psalm, you know, for the day that this podcast is, you know, as Psalm 23. So let's touch on that a little bit more right here. But once again, for main
let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as incense.
Here in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the love maker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer. Live much longer.
Today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 23.
Mizmor Kaf Gimel. Mizmor Le David.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Adonai ro'i, ro'i, ro'i.
I shall not want.
Lo ehsar, lo ehsar, lo ehsar.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, green pastures, green pastures.
Bin ot deshe yarbitzeni, 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 yarbitzeni.
He leadeth me beside the still waters,
at the still waters, at the still waters, at the still waters.
Al me menuchot yigena haleni, yigena haleni, yigena haleni, yigena haleni, yigena haleni.
He restoreth my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul.
Nafshi yeshovev, 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 yeshovev.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness.
Yanheni v'ma'agele tzedek, tzedek, tzedek.
For his name's sake, for his name's sake, for his name's sake, for his name's sake.
Lema'an shimo, 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 shimo.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
מזמור כף גימל, מזמור לדוד. אדוני רועי לא אחסר, בנאות דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחות ינהלני. נפשי ישובב, ינחני ומעגלי צדק למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות, לא אירא רע, כי אתה עמדי. שבתך ומשענתך המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, דשנת ושמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. And here, a Midrash, a study in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Gimel. Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Kaf Gamel. Psalm XXIII, Psalm 23, Mizmor Le Dawi, Yahuwah Ro'i Lo Echsar. Jehovah is my shepherd, Yahweh Ro'i, I shall not want, Lo Echsar. These words, Devarim, Devarim, these words, Eile HaDevarim, these words are to be considered in the light, in the illumination of the verse. The verse in Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, 2:16. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth his flock among the lilies, by which is meant that the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, as he is Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as he is Ha'Elohim to Yisrael, 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 so am I a people to him, as he is Ha'el, the true good, the true God, to me, to I, so am I a people to him. As he is Ha'el, the true good, Ha'Elohim, to me, to I, having said, Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka, I am Jehovah, the I, Elohim. In Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus 20, verse 2, so am I Amo, his people, to him. He having said in Yeshayahu, Yeshayah, in Isaiah 51:4, attend to me, O my people, attend to I, O my people. As he is a father to me, a father to I, having said in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 31:9, I am a father to Yisrael, so am I son to him. He having said in Shemot, in Exodus 4:22,
Yisrael is my son, Beni, as he is shepherd to me, shepherd to I. Asa, having said in Psalms, Mizmor in Psalm 80 and 2, give ear, O shepherd of Yisrael, so am I sheep to him. He having said in Ezekiel 34 and 31, ye, y'all, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, as he is brother, ach, Wyndham, as he is, ach, brother to me, to I, Shlomo, Solomon, Solomon having said in Shir HaSharim in Song of Songs 8 and 1, oh, that thou wert as my brother. Oh, that the I were as my brother, I brother. So am I sister to him. He having said in Shir HaSharim in Song of Songs 5 and 2, open to me, my sister, my dove. Open to I sister, I dove. As I said to him, Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He said to me, thy navel is like a round goblet, wherein no mingled wine is wanting. Another comment on Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, Yahuwah ro'i, I shall not want, lo echsar. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination, the verse from Mizmor, from Psalm 119-100. I understand more than the ancients, more than the ancients. Rav Jose Bar Hanina taught, in the whole world you find no occupation more despised than that of the shepherd, who all his days walks about with his staff and his pouch. Yet David presumed to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, a shepherd. But David said, I understand, I understand, I overstand more than the ancients, more than the ancients. Meaning that Yaakov, Jacob, called Ha'ev, the true good, the true God, Ro'i, shepherd, Ro'eh, Ro'eh, shepherd. As it is said in Bereishit, Genesis 48 and 12, the God who hath been my shepherd all my life long. So I, too, call Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, shepherd, Ro'eh, the he who be who he be, is I shepherd, I shall not want, Yahuwah, Ro'i, lo echsar, lo echsar, I shall not want. Another comment on Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. These words are to be considered, I said it in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 2 and 7. Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, have blessed thee in all the walk, in all the work of thy hand. Rav Yaakov, Jacob said,
lest I think that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, will bless even him who sits in idleness. Scripture says, it says, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I, male, Elohim, hath blessed thee in all the work of thy hand, implying that when a man works, behold, he is blessed. But if he does not walk, if he does not work, he is not blessed. For what can the following words, he hath known thy walking through this great wilderness, mean except that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, knows of thy traveling, thy travailing in the dust, thy suffering to get a living. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, in the name of Rav Eliezer, Eliza, the road does three things. The road does three things. It makes a man's clothes worn, his body lean, and his money scarce. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, dealt not thus, like this, with Yisrael. For it is said to Yisrael in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 8 and 4, thy raiment wax not old upon thee. Thy raiment wax not old upon thee. Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, have been with thee, with the I, even in the Barim, Deuteronomy 2 and 7. In thy health of body, and, quote, The following words in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Devarim 2 and 7, these 40 years, these 40 years mean, according to Rav Yudan, that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, said to Yisrael, because you sang, this is Eli, this is my true good, true God, and I will glorify him, according to Shemot, according to Exodus 15 and 2. Therefore, for these 40 years, I have given you your raiment. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, as when a king, a negus, a melech is in a city, the city lacks nothing. The city lacks nothing. No thanks. So, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 2 and 7, these 40 years, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, hath been with thee, I, and thou, the I, hast lacked nothing. In the world's youth, when a man receives a wayfarer, the first day he kills a calf for him. The second day, a lamb. The third day, a chicken. The fourth day, he serves pulse to him. The fifth day, he gives him even less, so that the last day for the wayfarer is not like the first.
Now, lest one think that it was the same with the wayfaring Bnei Yisrael, the wayfaring sons of Israel. Scripture says, these 40 years, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, has been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Thou hast lacked nothing. Thou, the I, has lacked no thing. And the last day in the Midbar, in the wilderness, for the Bnei Yisrael, for the children, the sons of Israel, was like the first. Rav Nehemiah said, thou hast lacked but saying a word. Means that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, said to Yisrael, ye y'all had to say no more than a word. No more than a word was needed. And it was done. Ye y'all said, quote, let the manna taste like veal in my mouth. It did. Y'all said, let the manna taste like sat capon. It did. When ye y'all desired meal, ye y'all, quote, gathered the manna, and ground it in mills according to the barim, according to Midbar, according to Numbers 11:8. When y'all desired spice, ye y'all beat it in a mortar, a potted dish, ye y'all seize it in pots, cakes, ye y'all made cakes of it. When y'all desired rich oil, the taste of it was like the taste of cakes baked with oil. Hence, thou the I hast lacked but saying a word. Whatever y'all desire, there it was in your mouth. Bread? Behold, I made bread rain from heaven for y'all. According to Shemot, Exodus 16:4, ye, y'all, desired water. Moshe smote the rock with his rod, and water came forth abundantly. According to Shemot, according to When y'all said, I desire the flesh of fowl. The quails came up, according to Shemot, Exodus 16:13. Then y'all said, quote, I desire the flesh of wild or of tame beast, end quote. Now, when Moses heard the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, ask for the flesh of beasts, He went to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, and said to Him, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, want flesh. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, replied, give it to them. Moshe asked Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim. He asked, whence, from where should I have flesh? According to Bamidbar, Numbers 11:13, shall flocks and herds be slain for them? According to Numbers 11:22, if thou deal thus like this with me, with I, kill me, kill I pray the I, for I am about to be killed. According to Bamidbar, Numbers 11 and 15. What can Moses have meant by saying, kill me, I pray to I, for I am about to be killed? He was saying to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, if I do not give them flesh, they will kill me, they will kill I. If I speak up against them, they will kill me, they will kill I. Either way, I am about to be killed. Therefore, I beg the I, kill him who is about to be killed. When Moshe said, kill me, kill I pray the I, for I'm about to be killed, instantly, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, was angered. As is said, even in Psalm 106 and 32, they angered Him also at the waters of Meribah. And it went ill with Moshe because of them. And Ha'el, the true good, the true God Elohim, said to Moshe, give flesh to my children. When again Moshe asked Ha'el, the true good, the true God, asked Elohim, whence, where, from where should I have flesh? Ha'el, Elohim said, in Mitzrayim, thou hadst frogs. In Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, thou hadst gnats. In Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, thou wast indeed rich. Hast thou now become poor? Moshe said to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, he said to Elohim, but what I had in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, came from thee, from the eye. Thereupon Ha'el, Elohim said, what I had in Mitzrayim have I not here. Thus in Midbar, in Numbers 11:23, it is written, is Jehovah's hand waxed short? The rabbis, the Rebbeinot said, thou hadst no need to say a word. That is, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, did not need to say a single word. But whatever they craved in their hearts was given to them. This interpretation, this Targum, is in accord with what Rav Barakiah said in the name of Rav Abahu. The verse, according to Mizmor Psalm 78:18, they tried Elohim, the true good, the true God, in their heart by asking for food of their craving, of their lust. Teaches that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, gave them whatever they craved in their hearts, so that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, asked at Massah and at Meribah, is Jehovah truly with us? Is Jehovah truly with I and I? In Shemot, in Exodus 17 and 7, Rav Simeon ben Yochai said, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 2 and 7, thou hast lacked only the word. Means that they lacked nothing, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, but words of prophecy. You can prove this for yourself. In all the years that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were under the ban, there was no divine speech with Moshe. Note that only after it is said in Devarim, Deuteronomy 2 and 16, it came to pass when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, Moshe declared, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 2 and 17, the next verse, Yahuwah, Jehovah, spoke to I, Lamor, saying, as if to say, quote, only then was there again divine speech with me, divine speech with I. Rav Yochanan said, thou hast lacked only the word, that is, words of repentance. As scripture says in Hosea 14:3, take with you words, return to Jehovah. Rav Aibu read dabar, a thing, as deber, pestilence. Rav Aibu read dabar, a thing, as deber, pestilence. And thus took the verse to say, thou hast not lacked pestilence, deber. For in each of the 40 years that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were in the Midbar, the wilderness, the angel of Mot, of death, smote 15,000 and an odd number of them. And how large was that odd number? 489. Binoot adesha yarbitseini. He maketh I to lie down in green pastures. Binoot adesha yarbitseini. Rav Eliezer asked Rav Simeon, saying to him, quote, as the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were going Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, did weavers' gear go out with them? Rav Simeon replied, no. Then how did they clothe themselves those 40 years? Rav Simeon replied, with garments that the ministering angels gave them for clothing. For Ha'el, the true God Elohim, said of Yisrael, Bamidbar, said of Israel in the wilderness, according to Ezekiel 16:10, I clothe thee, I also with broidered work. I clothe the eye also with embroidered work. How is broidered to be defined except, so Rav Semai said, as garment of royalty? But did not their garments wear out? Have y'all not read that Moshe said to Yisrael, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 8:4, thy raiment wax not old up on thee. Thy clothes, thy raiment wax not old upon thee. Aye. But did not the little ones among the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, grow up? Rav Simeon replied, go out and learn from the snail. All the while that he grows, his shell grows with him. But did not the garments require washing? Rav Simeon replied, the cloud of fire cleansed their garments and made them shine. Rav Eliezer asked, but were not the garments burnt? Rav Simeon replied, go out and learn from the amiant that is cleansed only by fire. But did not the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, get vermin? Rav Simeon replied, since worms and maggots have no power over dead Bnei Yisrael, over dead sons of Israel, how much less have they over living Bnei Yisrael, living sons of Israel? But since the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, did not change their garments, did they not reek with sweat? Rav Simeon replied, the well of living waters brought up certain plants and certain spices for the Bnei Yisrael, for the sons of Israel, and in these they were made to lie down, as is said even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Kaf Gamel, Psalm 23. Bin the author desh yarbitzeini, Alameya menuchota yenahleini. He maketh I to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me. He leadeth I beside refreshing waters. Bin the author desh yarbitzeini, Alamey menuchota yenahleini. And so the fragrant smell of them was carried from world end to world's end. Shlomo, Solomon came and said to Yisrael, according to Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs 4:11, the odor of thy garments is like the odor of Lebanon, He also said to Yisrael, according to Shir HaSharim, Song of Songs 4:14, thy plants are spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all the chief spices. And whence, from where did all these come? Out of, according to Shir HaSharim, Song of Songs 4:15, out of the fountain of gardens, the well of living waters. When the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, Yisrael Lejoch, saw how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, led them and refreshed them, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, they began to offer praise, eyes to Him, saying, thou art a good shepherd, for thou the eye has made us, I and I, never to lack thy goodness. He leadeth me, he leadeth I beside refreshing waters. Almei minuchota yenahleni. Rav Shmuel Samuel said, there are waters that are fit to drink, but not fit to wash in. And other waters are fit to wash in, but not fit to drink. But the waters of the well were fit to drink and fit to wash in. They brought refreshment to the body and health to the soul, to the nefesh, to the psyche. As it is said, Almei minuchota yenahleni. He leadeth me beside refreshing water.
מזמור לדוד, אדוני רועי לא אחסר, בנאות דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחות ינהלני. נפשי ישובב, ינחני ומעגלי צדק למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות, לא אירא רע, כי אתה עמדי, שבטך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, דשנת ושמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
מזמור לדוד, אדוני רועי לא אחסר. בנאות דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחות ינהלני. נפשי ישובב, ינחני ומעגלי צדק למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות, לא אירא רע, כי אתה עמדי, שבטך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני.
תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, דשנת ושמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה, אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים, 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 לאורך ימים,
לאורך ימים, לאורך ימים, לאורך ימים, לאורך ימים, לאורך ימים, לאורך ימים, Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom, Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. So here, look, oh, expanded Midrash. The Midrash here for today, Psalm Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Kaf Gamel, Psalm 23, 23rd Psalm here in the Midrash. In the 7th of Perek, the Zain Perek, it says, the Rebanim, the scholars of Torah known as the rabbis, taught that this entire Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Kaf Gamel, Psalm 23, it applies to the Bnei Yisrael. It applies to the sons, to the children of Israel, Yashar Allah. Thus, quote, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Be an ot deshe, yara bitzei ani. He maketh me to lay down in green pastures. Be an ot deshe, yara bitzei ni. He maketh I to lay down in green pastures. This refers to Ha'ilahim, to Ha'elohim, to Hashem's promise, according to Yechezkel Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 15, where it reads, I will feed my sheep, and I will cause them to lie down. I will cause them to lay down. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 15. Ani er'eh tzoni wa'ani arbitzeim nu'um Adonai Yahweh. I will feed my sheep. Ani er'eh, feed, shepherd, feed. Ani er'eh, tzoni, my sheep. Wa'ani, and I, arbitzeim, I will cause them, arbitzeim, to lay down. Nu'um, the oracle, Adonai Yahweh, the oracle saith, the oracle, the Nu'um of the Sovereign, He who be who He be. I will feed, Ani er'eh, cause them to lie down, arbitzeim. A dutiful shepherd, Ro'eh, watches over his flock, both when the sheep are feeding and when they lay down to rest. Ani er'eh, tzoni, wa'ani arbitzeim, Nu'um Adonai Yahweh, almei menuchot, He leadeth me beside refreshing waters, still waters, refreshing waters, all may, and upon the waters, minuchot, refreshing, minuchot, lemay, minuchot, refreshing waters, all upon, on, all may, minuchot, ye nahilei ani, he leadeth, ani, I, all may, minuchot, ye nahilei ni. This refers to Ha'ilahim, Ha'elohim, the power, true good God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, his promises, yea, and his amen, even in Yechezkel, in Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 12, that reads, and by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow every tree for food, and the fruit thereof shall be for food, and the leaf thereof for healing, li terufa, for healing. Li terufa. Wa'alahan nahala. Ya'ille Allah. Sifato mize. U mize kola eita. Ma'ikala. Lo yibola alehua. Willoa yitoma priyo. Lea chodashayo. Ye bakira. Kia me mayo mean. Ha mikdash. Hema yotzim. We're haya. Priyo. Le ma'ikal. We alehu. Lita Rufa, and by the river upon the bank thereof, Wa'al Ha Nahala, Ya'ille Allah Sifato, Mize, on this side and on that side, Mize, U Mize, Mizeu mize, on this side and on that side, shall grow every tree for food. Kol eitz ma'ikal. Kol eitz ma'ikal. Every tree good for food. Every tree good for food. Whose leaf shall not wither. Lo yibol. Lo yibola alehu. Neither shall the fruit thereof fail. With lo yitoma priyo. It shall bring forth new fruit every month. La chodashayo ye bakir, because ki the waters thereof issue out of the sanctuary. Ki memayo minaha mikdash, and the fruit thereof shall be for food. Heima yotzeima wehaya wehaya priyo lemachal we alehu, and the leaf. And the leaf thereof, where alehu litarufa, where alehu litarufa, and the leaf thereof for healing, litarufa, litarufa for healing, litarufa. Here, by the river, where al ha nachal, where al ha nachal, val ha nachal, where al ha nachal, nachal, the river shall grow every tree. Shall grow every tree, call eight ma'ekal. Every tree, for food, for edible, for edibility. The fertility of the banks along the river referred to in Yechezkel chapter 47 verse 7 is here described in detail. The trees will not only produce fruit in abundance, bearing a new crop every month, but the leaves will be possessed of curative powers. Apart from its literal meaning, the image of the river also indicates the moral regeneration, the good morale regeneration, being born again, that would be effected by the existence of HaHekal, the existence of the temple, and the spiritual bliss that will ensue. Here, Yechezkel, wa'ala ha'nachala ya'ille ala sefato mizeu mize kol ha'etza ma'echal, lo ha'yibol aleihu ve'lo yitoma priyo. La chodashayo wa yibakir ki amemayo wa mina ha mikdash. Heima yotzeima we haya we hayu we haya priyo le machal we alehu litarufa, and the fruit thereof shall be for food, and the leaf thereof litarufa, for healing. Rab and Shemuel, they differed as the meaning of litarufa, for healing, for terufa, terufa healing, li terufa. One said it means to heal, as to open the mouth, the opening of the mouth, as to open the mouth of the dumb, le hatir pe, and the other said it means to heal, li terufa, as to open the womb, as to open the matrix, as to open the womb, le hatir pe, le hatir pe. Li terufa, li terufa, li hatirpe, li terufa, of barren woman. Wa ala ha nachala ya ille ala sifato mize u mize. Kol eitza manchal, loa yibol alehu, we loa yitoma priyo. La chodashayo yibakir kia me mayo min ha mikdash. Heima yotzayima we haya priyo ale machal we alehu li terufa for healing. And the fruit thereof shall be for food, and the leaf thereof for healing. Kol eitza ma'ekal we alehu litarufa, 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 litarufa.